Jerry Vander Show, 944-406-1360. 888-455-1360. Discussing the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, there have been security concerns for some time. Now, the British intelligence community says that there is there's a strong likelihood of terror attacks in that region, either during or before. The NHL says it's going to watch this if there is a terror attack before February 9th. They're not sending NHL players. Jason is adamant about this. Olympic athletes should not be sent there. Let's see. I want to just see that very brief email. Hell no. Is your life worth a medal? Keep the whole team home. That's what Beth emails. She agrees with Jason. I'm not telling you what I think right now. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Should the United States not send athletes to the Sochi Games because of the security threats, because of reported terror threats by the UK? Or is that what the terrorist wants? One listener, half-joking, I would say, said, it's just Putin doing this to scare the United States away so Russia gets all the medals. Well, no, but you're going to have that effect. Dan in Manitowoc. Dan, hi, you're on the Jerry Vander Show.
Yeah, I've got two quick points for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is that this is a free country, and we don't need government like they have in the past and present telling us what to do.
That's not the issue.
The other point is that these athletes have trained most of their lives, if not all their lives, and everybody's missing the point. They're not asking the athletes. They want the government to say no.
They want the private sector
to say no. The athletes should be having the right to say, yes, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Or I'm not going to go.
You make a very interesting point. I would throw the government out of this. I don't want the
government. Everybody's forgetting about these people that have trained all their lives.
I understand.
Lives.
Dan, hang on.
They should have the God-given right. If they want to go, then they should have that choice.
Dan, you made your point. Hang on, because I want to respond to it now. Okay. The United States government is not what I'm talking about here. Should the United States Olympic Organization make the decision to protect its athletes? Or, as you're saying, should it give each athlete the individual choice? On the other hand, then some are going to feel pressure to go when they perhaps wouldn't want to go. And you're right. They train their entire life. But here's my question. Even with all of that training and for that one moment, is a medal potentially worth your life?
You have to ask the athlete that.
Okay. So
that's the athlete's choice, not our choice.
Okay. But can you see the logistical nightmare of letting, you might not have enough for some event, or you might, can you see where it's problematic to let the individual rather than make the group choice here?
Every time you get in a car, you're taking a chance.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, well, Dan made his point quite clear, that it should be up to the individual athlete. But what I'm saying is there's a logistical difficulty to that. Carrie in Green Bay. Carrie,
good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Do not send them. When was the last time they ever told us all the truth?
So you think the threat's probably even greater than it sounds.
Exactly.
Okay, but
thank you.
But hang on a second. Don't you think Dan does make a good point that, you know what, you train for this all of your life. Shouldn't it be up to the athletes?
I feel sorry for them, but this is major, and they're doing it, making a decision on an emotional concern. I know they've trained, but is it worth going over there?
Carrie, thanks a lot for the call. To Bill in Sheboygan. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry. As far as the security goes, I mean, the intelligence is saying there's three Black Widows already in the
yes.
compound, and who knows how many more, they said. And a lot of the venues are outdoor activities. What about sending, these terrorists sending a drone in over the area?
All right, so the threat... The threat's real, Bill. So what do you think? Do you think American athletes should go there?
I would think it's up to the athlete, like the other caller said, yeah.
Okay, I see a difficulty with that. I don't know if that works logistically. to Nick in Fisk. Nick, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. My opinion is that no committee or government should keep the athletes from going. That is the whole purpose of the terrorist organization, to get us scared and live in fear. If the athletes don't want to go, personally and individually, that's their choice. But nobody should be making that decision for them. And I think they should go just, you know, to say, hey, we're Americans and we're not afraid of you.
Okay. You're absolutely right that the fact that we're having this conversation is exactly what the terrorists are trying to accomplish. You're spot on about that. What about possible liability, though? What about family members saying, look, when we send our, you know, when our athlete, our relative athlete went, we expected that you would make sure they're safe. And then what if something happens? What about liability?
Well, I guess if there was a negligence in the protection, but, you know, I mean, you have to expect that, our country, our government or whatever would do what it took to protect those individuals. And, if they did everything reasonable that they could, then just like the 9/11 attacks, you know, some things just, well, I won't say that they can't be prevented because that would be too much into that. But, things happen. You have to take your chances. You can't live.
All right, Nick, I got to let you go there. I'm sorry because I'm really out of time. I'm a little bit late for the news here. Guy on the road, hang on. You're up in 5 minutes. It is 9:30.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.